Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I do marketing for Gearhart Law, and I have my own startups and podcasts.
Are you one of the 2 in 5 Americans wanting to start your own business or already a business owner? Stay tuned. This show is about starting and growing your business. Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we learn why and how ordinary people just like you started and grew their businesses, and we also talk about the intellectual property that helps protect your innovations.
It is time for Secrets of the Entrepreneurial Mind. Abe Gurko, author, advocate. Abe, what is one secret that you would want to share with people listening to this show about being successful as an entrepreneur, podcaster, book writer, whatever?
I think the secret is just loving yourself enough to keep going. It's part of my whole way that I feel like I survive challenges in general. And when you apply it to a business, I mean, this part of Won't Be Silent, I feel like I am young again. I've never written a book before. I've always wanted to. I had pages and notes and notebooks flailing around the house. But last April, when I made this commitment and worked through it and marketing through it, prodding through it, it's the secret of loving yourself enough to keep going. And, you know, again, success is subjective. I get unbelievable support from the people on my social media channel and emails all day long thanking me for my honesty, for the helping, like, especially through that last election in 2020 and 2022. I just am very honest with how I perceive what's happening in the marketplace, but that's so rewarding. There's a richness to having people respond to the work, and that's the big secret, wanting to make sure that people are perceiving what you're doing as beneficial.
It's excellent.
Yeah.
What's your secret to success or to overcoming failure?
Overcoming failure. Oh my goodness. Well, I think one secret of the entrepreneurial mind is kind of what Abe said. I think I'll piggyback off of that a little bit. Defining success for yourself and understanding what is important to you. If you're thinking about things like your legacy, that's another thing to think about. If you're thinking about just making your car payment next week, that's another type of success. You know, for me, success is, you know, having enough money to meet my obligations and making sure that I don't have to stress too much about money. But for me, success is also the opportunity to meet interesting people and have interesting discussions. And success for me also is having a certain number of accomplishments. Even doing the smallest things, like cleaning off the deck, gives me a sense of accomplishment, and that makes me feel successful, and that fuels the motivation to go out and do more stuff. And sometimes it's really just the small things that are most important. But understanding what success is to me, I think, is very important, and being less influenced by what I think other people have as their definition of success.
It's very personal, you know? It's like you can't, like, even if we're in the space of podcasts and whatnot, celebrity to me doesn't necessarily automatically make you successful. Having worked in Hollywood on and off for years and been inside the looking glass, it's a lot of times it was like, you know, the curtain is revealed. You know what I mean? We see what's behind the curtain.
Well, so my secret, I think you have to anticipate that it's not going to be clear sailing. And you have to anticipate that if you're using any kind of tech, any hardware, any software, it's going to screw up. You're going to have a Zoom meeting, for instance, with somebody important, and you got to get on there. And Zoom decides to do an update that takes 10 minutes. I mean, you have to know things are going to go wrong, and you have to be able to come back from that.
Anything that can go wrong will, you know, and that's the premise that you should go with, so that when it does happen, you're like not left shocked.
Excellent.
Well, that's it for us. Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 31 markets across the United States. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinators Alicia Morrissey and Rissikat Busari. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.